This is the reading for May 1st. Psalm 121. I look up to the hills, but where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you be defeated. He who guards you never sleeps. He who guards Israel never rests or sleeps. The Lord guards you. The Lord is the shade that protects you from the sun. The sun cannot hurt you during the day, and the moon cannot hurt you at night. The Lord will protect you from all dangers. He will guard your life. The Lord will guard you as you come and go, both now and forever. 1 Samuel chapter 3. The boy Samuel served the Lord under Eli. In those days, the Lord did not speak directly to people very often. There were very few visions. Eli's eyes were so weak, he was almost blind. One night, he was lying in bed. Samuel was also in bed in the Lord's house where the Ark of the Agreement was. God's lamp was still burning. Then the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel answered, "I am here." He ran to Eli and said, "I am here, you called me." But Eli said, "I didn't call you, go back to bed." So Samuel went back to bed. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel went to Eli and said, "I am here, you called me." Again Eli said, "I didn't call you, go back to bed." Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the Lord had not spoken directly to him yet. The Lord called Samuel for the third time. Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "I am here, you called me." Then Eli realized the Lord was calling the boy. So he told Samuel, "Go to bed. If he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, I am your servant, and I am listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in bed. The Lord came and stood there and called as he had before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, I am your servant, and I am listening." The Lord said to Samuel, "Watch, I am going to do something in Israel that will shock those who hear about it. At that time, I will do to Eli and his family everything I promised from beginning to end. I told Eli I would punish his family always because he knew his sons were evil. They acted without honor, but he did not stop them. So I swore to Eli's family, 'Your guilt will never be removed by sacrifice or offering.'" Samuel lay down until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli about the vision, but Eli called to him, "Samuel, my son." Samuel answered, "I am here." Eli asked, "What did the Lord say to you? Don't hide it from me. May God punish you terribly if you hide from me anything he said to you." So Samuel told Eli everything and did not hide anything from him. Then Eli said, "He is the Lord. Let him do what he thinks is best." The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up. He did not let any of Samuel's messages fail to come true. Then all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew Samuel was a true prophet of the Lord. And the Lord continued to show himself at Shiloh, and he showed himself to Samuel through his word. 1 Samuel chapter 4. So news about Samuel spread through all of Israel. At that time, the Israelites went out to fight the Philistines. The Israelites camped at Ebenezer and the Philistines at Aphek. The Philistines went to meet the Israelites in battle, and as the battle spread, they defeated the Israelites, killing about 4,000 soldiers on the battlefield. When some Israelite soldiers went back to their camp, the older leaders of Israel asked, "Why did the Lord let the Philistines defeat us? Let's bring the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord here from Shiloh and take it with us into battle. Then God will save us from our enemies." So the people sent men to Shiloh. They brought back the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord All-Powerful, who sits between the gold creatures with wings. Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark. When the Ark of the Agreement with the Lord came into the camp, all the Israelites gave a great shout of joy that made the ground shake. When the Philistines heard Israel's shout, they asked, "What's all this shouting in the Hebrew camp?" Then the Philistines found out that the Ark of the Lord had come into the Hebrew camp. They were afraid and said, "A god has come into the Hebrew camp. We're in trouble. This has never happened before. How terrible it will be for us. Who can save us from these powerful gods? They are the ones who struck the Egyptians with all kinds of disasters in the desert. Be brave, Philistines. Fight like men. In the past, they were our slaves. So fight like men, or we will become their slaves." So the Philistines fought hard and defeated the Israelites, and every Israelite soldier ran away to his own home. It was a great defeat for Israel because 30,000 Israelite soldiers were killed. The Ark of God was taken by the Philistines, and Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, died. That same day, a man from the tribe of Benjamin ran from the battle. He tore his clothes and put dust on his head to show his great sadness. When he arrived in Shiloh, Eli was by the side of the road. He was sitting there in a chair watching because he was worried about the Ark of God. When the Benjamite entered Shiloh, he told the bad news. Then all the people in town cried loudly. Eli heard the crying and asked, "What's all this noise?" The Benjamite ran to Eli and told him what had happened. Eli was now 98 years old and he was blind. The Benjamite told him, "I have come from the battle. I ran all the way here today." Eli asked, "What happened, my son?" The Benjamite answered, "Israel ran away from the Philistines, and the Israelite army has lost many soldiers. Your two sons are both dead, and the Philistines have taken the Ark of God." When he mentioned the Ark of God, Eli fell backward off his chair. He fell beside the gate, broke his neck, and died because he was old and fat. He had led Israel for 40 years. Eli's daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, was pregnant and was about to give birth. When she heard the news that the Ark of God had been taken and that Eli, her father-in-law, and Phinehas, her husband, were both dead, she began to give birth to her child. The child was born, but the mother had much trouble in giving birth. As she was dying, the women who helped her said, "Don't worry, you've given birth to a son." But she did not answer or pay attention. She named the baby Ichabod, saying, "Israel's glory is gone." She said this because the Ark of God had been taken and her father-in-law and husband were dead. She said, "Israel's glory is gone because the Ark of God has been taken away."